Does he wear jewelry? Because I don't do man jewelry.
He doesn't wear jewelry.
What about skin issues? Because I have a thing against tags, growths, any kind of fleshy masses.
Anne, he's male and his heart is beating. What else do you need to know? Fraser.
Ross, I came as quickly as I could. What's the emergency?
Well, no, it's not an emergency. Just...
Hi, I'm Anne Hodges. I'm divorced.
I'm sorry. I'm Dr. Fraser Crane.
I thought you two would like to meet. Anne is an insurance.
Well, I'm sorry she dragged you all the way down here. I've just renewed my policy. But perhaps Ross could introduce you to my brother, Niles.
Is he single?
No, but with a baby on the way, he might need some additional coverage.
Super. Thanks a lot, Ross. This was totally worth the drive across town.
Are you dense? I was trying to set you guys up.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe because you haven't had a date in ages and it's starting to show. What is that? Your purse?
This is a grocery tote. I wanted to pick up some vegetables and some cat food at the market.
You did not get a cat.
No, no. I am cat sitting for a neighbor. And I go out. I'm going out this evening.
With whom?
People.
People you're related to?
They're still people. Listen, Ross, I may not go out as often as you do, but that's because I have standards. Haven't you ever heard of waiting for Miss Wright?
Yeah, well, Miss Wright has standards, too, and she's not looking to meet Mr. Mothballs.
You can smell that?
Yes. Okay. You need a placeholder.
Well,
someone you can go out with mm-hmm. and just keep your dating muscles toned. That way you'll be ready when Miss Wright comes along, and Anne Hodges is a born placeholder.
I don't want to go out with somebody I'm not interested in. I would rather wait for Miss Wright. And while I'm waiting, there's no reason I can't live a rich and rewarding life. Now, if you'll excuse me, to get these vegetables home and into a hearty winter soup.
Oh, hi, guys. Oh, hey, Doc, you're always free. My cousin's in town. Why don't you help me show her the city?
Did Ross put you up to this?
I had nothing to do with it, I swear to God.
Well, I'm sorry, Kenny, but I am booked all this weekend. Oh, here's luck. I found a perfectly good thimble in this pocket.
Thanks anyway.
Hey, I tried.
Reservation for Crane.
For four, sir.
No, sorry, for five.
Yes.
We have one.
All we have is a table for four.
We can all squeeze. This one's always on my lap after the second drink anyway.
Very well, madame.
Get the chair.
You know, there's really no need to go to all this trouble. I have a perfectly good winter soup back home.
Yes.
All right. Oh. I'm sorry. Do you have anything higher?
Sorry, sir. I will look for a cushion.
So, Frage, tell everybody about that new antique you picked up today.
Well, it's a late Regency fruitwood mirror.
Ooh.
Very valuable if it has the original glass, which mine does.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
See that.
What are the odds?
Oh, if you like mirrors, you ought to see the one Ronnie's got in her dressing room. It's got lights all around the edges, and it has three settings.
Oh, yeah. Daytime, nighttime, and yikes.
Oh, yes, excuse me. If I could get a place setting, that would be lovely.
What's a nizio due cor?
That's our appetizer sampler for two, a bruschetta for you, a bruschetta for your love, and so on.
It's impossible to make that for one.
One?
Yes, a bruschetta for me, no bruschetta for my love, and so on.
I'm sorry, it's due or no.
Ah,
that's fine. We'll get two orders and we'll just all share.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
It's delicious.
This is fun. You know, this is the first time Marty and I have been out with another couple. And Fraser, it's fun being out with Fraser.
All right, listen, all of you, just knock it off.
Welcome, everyone. 42 years ago tonight, I married my beautiful Teresa. And now we hope that all you loving couples out there will help us celebrate our happiness by joining us in a dance.
Oh, just go dance.
Oh,
Hello, Mr. Bottomsley. Dinner was an absolute nightmare. Fortunately, I was able to slip out of there early and pick you up a little treat. Fresh tuna. You're welcome.
Frazier, this is Roz. Write down this number, 555-0179. Don't get mad, but that's Anne's number. I talked to her and she really thought you were cute and sweet and...
Honestly, why does everyone assume that I need some companionship in my life? Has the world gone mad, Mr. Bottomsley? Well, what shall we two bachelors do this evening, Mr. B? Perhaps a crossword puzzle? Maybe watch a little telly? Oh, I know. How about a nice hot bath? I'm just teasing. Now, I know that you are used to eating canned tuna, so this will taste different. But if you're like me, I think you'll agree, it's much better. If only there were a treat here for me. What's this? A delicious 9-vegetable winter soup? Oh. Yes, Mr. B, I think you are right about the bay leaves.
Mr. Bottomsley, lovely to see you again, sir. Your customary table, I presume? Splendid.
Here you go.
Well, isn't this civilized?
Peter, Daddy, there's none for you.
Do you feel a draft, Mr. B? I'm just a little bit cold. Here we are. That's still a little too hot. You know what? While we're letting that cool, why don't we find a home for our antique? There we are. Yes. Now, you know, you don't find one of these very easily, especially in such good condition. Won't that covetous Niles be mad when he sees it, hmm? But he can't have it, can he? No. Yes, he can't have it, can he? No. Dear God, I'm Aunt Shirley.
Get that number.
Mrs. Goblichick, these new shirts, did Mrs. Crane ask you to buy them for me? Because I already have shirts just like these.
No. After I wash, I pin them and wrap in plastic. You not like?
No. I like very much.
Thank you, mister.
Oh. No, I'll get it. Hey, Daphne,
hi,
come on in. Daphne, be right down and we can go. Where's Frazier?
On a date.
Get out!
Yeah. About time, huh? You know, it's like I was saying to Eddie. This guy's got to get a life.
Niles, I left $60 on the desk yesterday and now it's gone. Is that proof enough for you?
Are you sure you didn't misplace it?
You know I didn't.
What's going on?
Ever since we hired Mrs. Gablachek, things have been disappearing. Liquor, money, linens.
So she's stealing from us?
Yes.
Oh, we don't know that. And frankly, it's hard to believe that someone who will go out in a rainstorm to clean pigeon muck from the solarium skylight is capable of theft.
We can't put up with stealing just because she's good at what she does.
First of all, she's not good at what she does. She's brilliant. She's an artist.
Tell you what. You give me 5 minutes with her. If she's hiding anything, I'll get it out of her.
Dad, we are not going to coerce a confession out of this woman based on circumstantial evidence.
Oven is clean. Now I scrub down dishwasher.
Oh, Mrs. Goblichek, you dropped some money.
Thank you, mister.
All right, Dad, you've got 5 minutes.
We'd like your famous appetizer for two, please.
I'll let your waiter know.
Thank you very much. So, Anne, tell me everything. Who is Anne Hodges?
Wow. Well,
I'm an insurance claims adjuster. That's what's so funny. When we met, you thought I was in sales, but I'm not.
Oh.
I'm in claims.
Well, you know, we don't have to have just shop talk. What are your dreams?
Oh, my God. Well, my dream is to be a senior claims adjuster. Same, but you get a private cube and your own extension. I would have got it last year, but I paid a big claim the company didn't like. I knew I goofed the second I did it. It was just one of those shoot moments, you know, when you just say, shoot! You ever do that? Make a big mistake and want to go back in time and just do something different?
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna run to the ladies' room.
Oh, okay.
I just had to have that Dr. Pepper while I was getting dressed.
Good evening, sir.
Ah.
Would you care for something to drink?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would. I'd like your finest bottle of Barolo, please. Why don't you come back in a minute and see what the lady likes?
Doc? Hmm? Hey! Hey, small world.
Hey, hi.
This is my cousin I was telling you about. This is Dr. Crane.
Oh, hello.
Dr. Crane, I heard your show today. It was great.
Well, is this your first time in Seattle?
Yes, it is. I'm a fine arts dealer, but I'm considering a curator position at the Seattle Art Museum.
That's impressive.
Oh, that's nothing. She teaches kids ballet, and she rock climbs. She plays the harp. Oh, what am I doing? I haven't introduced you. Dr. Fraser Crane, Liz Wright.
It's lovely to meet you, Miss Wright.
Well, it's too bad you're not free tonight. You could have joined us.
Oh, well, how about tomorrow night?
Oh, I'd love to, but I'm on a plane tonight to Amsterdam. I have a job offer there as well.
I'm doing my best to convince her to pick Seattle, but it's tough when you're up against the Dutch. Could have really used your help there, Doc.
Yes, well, you know, I'm just about finished up here.
You know, we wouldn't want to interrupt your date.
Oh, it's not a date. It's just a little business thing. You know, I'll tell you what, I'll just wrap things up here, and then I'll come and help you wage the battle for Seattle.
Okay. That's great. We'll see you soon.
Man, oh, man, that place was a madhouse. I got so tired of waiting, I just decided to hold it. Oh. I'm so glad you picked Italian. I love macaroni.
Ah.
That's another thing we have in common, I guess.
Well, you know, Anne, the first dates are funny. Sometimes it takes a while for two people to click. Sometimes you know right away. And I think when you do, you should just feel free to...
You are so cute. Click.
What?
Click, click, the sound of us clicking.
Anne,
you don't know what a relief this is. I've only had one date since my divorce. Well, half a date. The jerk actually called it off in the middle of dinner. It was a wreck. I didn't get out of bed for a week or shave my legs.
Your appetizers.
Oh, gosh, this is a feast. I'm not sure we'll need to order a main course.
Well, this ain't gonna do it for me. I'm starving like Marvin.
Mrs. Gablochek, we're friends here. No one wants to send you to jail or back to your country. We just need you to admit that you took the money.
I no take nothing.
You want to go to jail? You want to go back to your country?
Well, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but I'm afraid we're going to have to show her the tape.
What tape?
It's from the surveillance camera. It shows you stealing.
Have a camera.
You might as well confess. I've got the evidence.
I want to see tape.
All right. I'll give you one last chance to tell the truth, Mrs. Gablochek, because if we watch this tape, we'll have no choice but to call the police.
I see tape.
All right. I'm putting the tape in. Here I go. I'm pressing play. Now I'm switching the input from cable to video. Niles, get ready to call the police.
Birthday, dear. Hey, that's me.
Yes, I used an old tape of your birthday party, but the surveillance part's coming up. Last chance, Mrs. Gablachek. It's coming up.
Okay, I have to step
in. All right, all right. I stole.
You did?
I didn't think you know. I bring it back.
Well done, Daphne. Oh, but I'm so disappointed. I was really hoping you were wrong.
Hey, hey, did you see that? Watch this again.
What?
You must have put the camera down when we went into the kitchen for ice cream. Watch Daphne's mother.
My mother? She stayed behind to grab a sweater.
And our candlesticks.
And our 20-year-old scotch.
This is plate I brought home. I take Mrs. Crane's leftover meat pie. But I brought plate back.
Mrs. Kaplachik, we're so sorry. We've made a terrible mistake. We know now you didn't steal anything. Can you ever forgive us?
Of course, mister. You're nice man. And you're nice lady.
Are you sure that's all the little bunny wants to eat? Just a little green salad?
Bunny had a big Mexican lunch. You know, if you're feeling full, then I'm sure they could wrap up the rest of that for you.
Oh, no, I'm just trying to pace myself so I'll have room for dessert. I hear the souffle here is well worth the wait.
Excuse me, I'd better get that.
That didn't even ring.
Yes, it did. Hello. Oh. Niles, is there something wrong? Oh, dear God. Well, you just stay there on the floor. I'll be right there.
I'm so sorry.
Is everything all right?
Well, actually, it's my brother. He's thrown out his back again. Oh, God, right in the middle of our magical evening, too. Check, please. Thank you. No, I guess I'm just going to have to put you in a cab. I'm so sorry. I was having such a lovely evening.
Well, maybe we could meet for coffee tomorrow.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. Yes, here. That's fine. You just keep the change. Thank you. Shall we?
You know, I'm just going to call a cab later. There's no sense all this food going to waste.
You know what? I can't leave. I can't. It would be rude.
Oh, don't be silly. Go!
No.
It's not like he's going anywhere anyway, is it?
Okay. Well, are you sure you're not hungry? You're welcome to try some of mine.
Well, now that you mention it, I guess I would like to try it.
Yes, thank you.
Well, help yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, where were we? Oh, that's right, my husband. Anyway, he says he doesn't love me. He's bored. Blah, blah. He's suffocating. If only, I say, I would have gotten a nice little settlement. I mean, we were covered up to yin-yang. He had a sweet whole life policy that paid double for accidental death. I borrowed against it to get my Hyundai. Hey, who's the ravioli monster?
Roar.
You're worried about your brother, aren't you? Maybe we should just go.
All right. Once again, I've had such a lovely evening.
I hope I didn't talk your ear off.
I can still hear you, so no. Gosh, I'm parked out back, so I'll just slip out through the kitchen. I'm sure the valet can flag you a cab.
Oh, okay. Well, here we are. The awkward part.
Oh, it's not awkward at all. I'd be delighted to pay for your cab. Here we are. Bye-bye. I hope I'm not too late.
You know, I think I talked her into taking that Seattle job.
Oh, well, that may be the first to offer my congratulations to Seattle.
Thank you.
And please let me offer my services as a cultural attaché.
Well, I would love that.
Well, I think this calls for a toast. May I see your list of champagnes, please? Anne.
I thought you left our date to go take care of your brother.
Date? I thought you said you were just wrapping up a business meeting.
Is that why you ate all my raviolis? Because you were just trying to get rid of me?
No, of course not. Listen, there's a perfectly logical explanation for all this, which is I'm sorry. I've got to take that.
Hello?
That didn't ring. It's very soft.
Oh, gosh. Dad, that sounds serious. You stay put. I'll be right there. Ow, that's loud.
Oh, Doc, what are you doing?
This is exactly like my other date.
I think I'd like to get to the airport a little early tonight.
But Miss Wright.
I'll meet you out front. Excuse me.
But Liz. This one hurts, Doc. I had a souffle coming.
I'm sorry, Anne.
I'm sorry, too. Sorry for thinking you were different than all the other jerks out there. But you're not. You're just another selfish, dishonest creep.
You're right. I don't know what to say.
Well, maybe you can come up with something before we have coffee tomorrow.
Are you seriously suggesting that...
What?
See you at 10?
Okay.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Mercy.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Thank you!